Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
My name is Wanda Shannon, and I received a package from you all yesterday addressed to my son. He passed away a year ago.
Yes, ma'am. You do have our condolences. You need to cancel that account that he had.
Yes, and what do I do with this package?
Yes, ma'am. Now, you will need to send an email to customer service at eaglemoss.com and inform them in that email that your son has passed away, and they'll contact you back to let you know if you need to send that back or not. Now, okay. Can I have your son's last name and the zip code so I can locate that account for you?
Okay. Salmons, S-A-M as in money, M as in money, O-N-S. And the zip code it was sent to was 41102.
Thank you, ma'am. And that's S-A-M as in Mary, M as in Mary, O-N-S.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that zip code is 41102.
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me place you on the brief hold and locate that order for you.
Okay.
This system is still loading that order for me, ma'am. Thank you for holding.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
No, ma'am. Ma'am, don't hang up.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Don't hang up yet. It was still loading for me. Okay. It's loaded up for me. Can you verify that first name and address for me?
John. And the address, 5808 Bybee. And I will spell that. B as in boy. Y as in yellow. B as in boss. Y as in yellow, E as in egg. I spelled that wrong. I'm sorry. It's B-Y-B-E-E.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And that's in Ashland, Kentucky?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Now, your son's last name and zip code just pulled up one order for me, but it shows that this order was canceled, that it hadn't sent him anything. But you say that he received something in the mail yesterday?
Yes, he received a package.
And it's from Eagle Moss Collections?
Uh-huh, yes. I had to look up your address and phone number to call you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, are you looking at the box for me?
Do you have the box?
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do. If you can hold on a moment. Okay, I have the box.
Okay. Now, it has that last name that you gave me and that zip code. Yes, ma'am, because it's not showing that Eagle Moss sent anything out to your son.
Well.
But you have a box in your hand. That's correct.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am, because it's showing that this account was declined, canceled, because it didn't have the correct card number on it. And I pulled up the notes on the order, and this was all the way back last year.
Well, I've got a box.
Yes, ma'am. What you're going to need to do is send that email to customer service at eaglemoss.com and inform them. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'm going to notate this call for you. I'm going to get you over to a supervisor because they can pull up other information we don't see. And see if they see something where he just received something, because the order that pulled up for me doesn't show they sent them anything. But the county is canceled, so that's taken care of. He won't receive anything else, but we're still a mystery of why he received that package.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Let me place you on a pre-poll and get this notated for you. Still notating that phone call for you, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your patience, ma'am. And I have that call notated for you. And I'm going to get you over to a supervisor, and they're going to be able to assist you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line for me.